Hello and welcome to my podcast. I am Hannah Pye, herbalist and doula, and today we're going to talk about herbal first aid. But first, a couple of things. I am not your doctor. I am not your herbalist, and I do not know your specific conditions, concerns, everything that makes you unique. And so take what I say and apply it to yourself with wisdom and consult your local herbalist if necessary. You can try to send me a message, and if I see it, I will certainly get back to you. I love to answer questions. However, even then, without face-to-face interaction, I am not liable for your specific application of herbs, what you choose to do with them, and how you take them. I am not your healthcare provider and am not claiming to be. I am, however, trained in herbal first aid and have the certification to prove it. So today we're going to start with the very basics. Let's start with a little cut. Now, cuts are not something that we generally take as seriously as we once did. I'm not talking about a deep gash, which most of us would hopefully take very seriously. I'm talking about those little abrasions that we tend to just maybe wash with a little bit of water and go on our merry way. We tend to not take those as seriously because we have access to all manner of pharmaceuticals, antibiotics, and things of that nature that if it gets infected, we can always just turn to those, right? However, if we took a more preventative approach to our care, we could avoid the other effects of antibiotics that we may prefer to avoid. Maybe you are not fully aware of the negative effects of antibiotics, and so that is something I'd love to cover in a future episode. But for today, we're just gonna skim past that a little bit and go straight to that preventative care. Now, if preventative care is something that you take seriously, then it should be pretty rare that you ever need something as serious or, let's say, overkill as an antibiotic. Especially, again, for minor cuts and little abrasions on the knee. So the foundations that we all probably grew up with are still pretty much true. You do want to wash the wound, but with what? A lot of us turn to soap and water, and a lot of times that soap is antibacterial in the first place, and honestly, I'm not a fan. Antibacterial products are overkill in our everyday life, and they can actually be detrimental to our health in the long run. We want a healthy microbiome, abundance of flora on our skin. We want that present, not just on our bodies, inside our bodies, in our mouths, everywhere. It's what prevents a lot of infection because it is your first immune response. Diversity of flora is absolutely critical to our health, and a lot of times we're severely lacking because when we use things that are antibacterial, of pharmaceutical grade especially, we are killing off microbes of all species. Those, again, I'm going to use the word overkill. Those overkill products, they really do just that. They overkill, and they don't distinguish between good and bad bacteria. And so a lot of times you're losing a lot of that first defense that you have. Ideally, when we wash the wound, we start with some herbs, some antimicrobial herbs. The reason why is because a lot of these are gentler, but very effective against the type of microbes that we are combating. When I say gentler, I mean that they do not overkill to the extent that they are affecting the microbiome that we are trying to protect. That does not equal ineffective against the microbes that we are trying to kill. I want to make that very clear. So some really popular ones that you've probably heard of are appropriate here. Let's talk about garlic, thyme, and oregano. These three are renowned for their antimicrobial effects, and they ought to be. They're incredibly powerful in their class, and they are incredibly powerful for this application. However, something that's not so well known about them is that they really do need to make contact with the tissues that they are having their effect on. And this is why taking garlic for a cold isn't as effective as you probably want it to be, because eating the garlic really just means that the tissues in contact with it are mostly going to be your gut lining, not necessarily your nasal passages, your lungs, for instance. We'll talk more about that in future episodes and how you can, through herbal steams, inhale the constituents of the plant and get some of those properties of that plant in contact with those tissues. However, for today, in this particular case with herbal first aid, what we're going to do is take some of these herbs, garlic, thyme, and oregano, we're going to put them in a bowl of water and pour some boiling water over them and wait till they are cool enough to touch, letting them steep, preferably with something covering the bowl so that you don't lose the volatile oils that otherwise tend to evaporate into the air. The volatile oils are what essential oils are made up of. They are naturally present in this concoction. If we can make sure to trap them before they escape, then we'll get the benefits of those as well. So let's say you've got just a little cut on your foot. And in fact, recently I have had this concern with a client. I will not name drop here or anything, no worries. But this client has a child who ended up with a cut on the foot. And her concern was actually with tetanus. I'm not going to cover that today because that's a little different talk. However, if you have this sort of boo-boo right on the foot, then it's easy enough to soak a foot in a bowl of water with these herbs. And this is a great way to clean that wound. Do it 2 or 3 times a day if you can. To increase the effectiveness of this soak, go ahead and throw a handful of Epsom salt in there. If you don't have Epsom salt, go ahead and use real salt or Himalayan salt. Just a little splash of it will do. And this simply, it just expands on what this soak is able to accomplish. Now, let's say that the wound is in an area that you cannot easily soak. You cannot submerge it into a bowl of water. What I was taught by my mentors is to use a bottle, one of those bottles with the pop-top lid that can just squirt the water out of the bottle. Those are ideal. The kind that athletes typically use, those are ideal. The herbs can even remain in the bottle if you do not have access to a good way to prepare these otherwise. If you're out in the field, that's not strictly necessary if you're at home to leave the herbs in the bottle. If you have to go that route because you're out and about and you can't steep these, put the herbs into the water, into this bottle, and shake it up for a while. And that will help to release a lot of the good parts of the plant matter into the water, even without steeping it. But we're going to assume that you were able to steep this like a tea and waited 10 to 20 minutes until you've gotten all that benefit drawn out of the plant. So then you'll strain it and transfer the water into the bottle, and from here you're simply going to spray the wound. The downside here is that if you are out and about, that you're using up a lot of water. So be conscious of that fact, and hopefully you don't find yourself in a situation where the amount of water you're using is a major concern. Simply repeating this process using these herbs, even just one of them, if you don't have access to all three, is exponentially better than using something like Neosporin, which is, again, for lack of a better word, it's overkill. It kills off a lot of the good microbes that are our first immune response to the bad ones that we don't want to flourish in this wound. With that, I'm going to wrap up for today. Obviously, there's a lot more I hope to say on this topic, but we'll have to wait for next time. I'll see you later, guys.